This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel and you're tuned in to CNBCTV18 podcast. Well, global cues are fairly somber early this morning. Now, there's parts of United States where a shutdown has been ordered, notably California is on the list, post-commentary coming in from the governor overnight. The WHO as well has sounded an alarm as coronavirus cases rise by 1 million in just 5 days. Now, on the back of these cues, we did see the US markets that were trading with strong gains. They ended mixed, with the Dow eking out some gains, while the NASDAQ and the S&P, both of them, ended in the red. There was a bit of a sell-off that we saw in tech-heavy stocks. Well, moving to our own cues then, the Nifty yesterday ended at around the 10,800 mark. Importantly, we failed to hold on to the 200 DMA mark, though in fact we did breach that level on an intraday basis. Reliance Industries and IT companies, they batted for the bulls in yesterday's trading session, though the Nifty Bank is a bit of a sore point. Now, in the last two trading sessions, the Nifty Bank has corrected by nearly around 3.5%. That amounts to around 800 points or thereabouts. Now, it's trading closer towards technical support level of the 20 DMA. So let's see whether or not the Nifty Bank can hold on to those levels. In terms of flows, the FIs turned buyers. They bought close to around 200 crores. However, the DI selling was too much. The DI sold nearly around 1,500 crores in yesterday's trading session. What are the levels you're looking at then? For starters, the SGX Nifty is indicating a downtick of around 40 points odd. Well, this is pretty much a buy on dips market. So the 200 DMA is something that the bulls will set their sights on, and they'll make another attempt to go towards that 10,885 odd mark. The buy zone has been at around 10,600 to around 10,700 odd. In terms of stocks we're looking at, commentary from IT companies like Wipro and Mindtree is going to be key. Remember, both of them report their set of numbers later today. Besides that, we'll be keeping an eye out on a few stocks. City Union Bank, the board has approved raising 600 crore rupees via the QIP route. They have also approved raising up to 500 crores via debt. So we'll keep an eye out on that stock. Phoenix Mills, they've approved fundraising to the tune of around 1,100 crores odd. And out of that, there's nearly around 100 crores that the promoter entity will be infusing via convertible equity warrants. So keep an eye out on that stock as well. In terms of the reopen theme in India, Bata says that they've reopened more than 1,200 out of 1,400 stores. All office establishments, manufacturing plants and warehouses have started ops, while Adani Port says that the first container vessel carrying export cargo has left from India to Bangladesh. Besides that, BF Utilities has decided to suspend its operations at its Pune office effective today. However, in terms of shareholding pattern, Mr. Radhakishan Damani's name has appeared in the 1% plus holding, so that's going to be quite interesting. Talking about shareholding patterns, well, Godrej Family Arm has hiked its stake in Sobha Developers. Now, in March 2020, the holding was only at around 1% odd. In April, we did see it move to around 5%. And come the June quarter, the disclosure says that that stake has gone to nearly around 10% odd. Well, as mentioned earlier, the SGX Nifty is indicating a bit of a downtick. Let's see whether or not that dip is bought into at some point of time. This is Nigel signing off, wishing you a good trading session. This podcast has been brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.